We welcome you tonight, Lord. We welcome you tonight, Lord. Come on, let's give God a hand clap of praise. Let's bless the Lord with the very fruit of our lips, because that's why he created us. We're not going to worry about what nobody else is doing. We're not going to be concerned about who here and who ain't. But we're going to get in the presence of the Lord our own selves. We're going to give him all the salutations because it is due him. You are worthy, God. There's none like you, God, now, then, and even to come. You are truly one of a kind. And we want to glorify you right now. We want to give you our best praise and our best worship. Because you're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. There's none like you now, then, and even to come. You are truly one of a kind. And we want to bless you. We want to bless you, God. Hallelujah. 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 There's nobody that can compare. There's nobody that is equal. You are he who was, who is, and who is to come. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 This is the month of July, the rededication month. Today is the last day of revival. But it is not the last day that we want to be in the presence of the Lord. So we want to give it all to him right now. We want to release any and everything that got us consumed in our mind and in our thoughts. We want to shake off any and everything that has held us in captivity for so long. We want to let it go tonight so that God can have our whole heart. He cannot have our whole heart if we keep holding on to stuff, if we keep allowing our mind and our thoughts to deceive us. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Everybody need to get it for themselves. Settle in our hearts, God. We want to be in the beauty of your holiness. Jesus. Jesus. Come on, get it for yourself. Everybody up to the altar. Everybody come to the altar. Get it for yourself. Get it for yourself. Don't worry about what nobody else is doing. Don't worry about who here and who ain't. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. thank you, Jesus. Oh God. Thank you, Jesus. It's worship time. Oh God, we tell you we love you. We tell you that we adore you, Lord. And so many times, Father God, we get so consumed with the cares of this world and this life, God, that we don't take enough time just to give you our best praise and our best worship. Oh God, we bless you. We bless you, God. We're not in a rush to get out of your presence. It's all about you and me personally. Make it personal, y'all. If you want to be free fighting, baby, you better get yours from God. If there's something messing with you in your mind and your heart, you better go to God right now. He said he got the windows open for us. The heavens are open for us. I don't want to miss my deliverance. I don't want to miss my freedom. Oh God, I'm standing in the gap for each and every individual on the altar, God. I'm standing in the gap, touching and agreeing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You know I'm name by name. You number the hairs on the head. You know what they need, Lord. Tear it down today, God. Every fortress that they built, every brick and mortar that they laid, tear it down right now, God. Send your boulder, God, that it may break through some things, that they may be able to break out of some things, and they can break forward. Do it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. As your people release these things unto you. As they release them and let them go. As they shake these things off, God. As they declutter our hearts. As we declutter our thoughts. As we declutter our mind. Take it away, God. Take it away, God. Take it away, God. That we can worship you. Spirit and in truth, remove the mask, remove the chameleon suit, remove it right now, God. Take away that pretense and that religious spirit. Let us praise you intentionally. Let us worship you with our whole heart. Hallelujah. Lord, we meditate on you. We glorify you. Jesus. To lift our eyes ourselves unto you, Lord. So we bow down right now, Lord. We give you our best. We give it to you, Lord, because we love you. We give it to you, Lord, because we adore you. We give you every problem, every concern, every situation, because we know that you can handle it. Lift it up off your people, God. Lift it up, God. Unyoke your people right now. Loose the chains. Remove the bandages. Oh, God. Strip us from the old that we can enter into the new. Cleanse our hearts. Give us a heart of flesh. Break up the fallow ground that we may glorify you and worship you in spirit and in truth. Ignite your fire in us, God. Fusion your love in us, God. Ignite your papa. Share the local son. Oh, God, we be your co-son. We seek in your face right now, God. Like we never seeked it before, Lord. We seek in your face right now, God.
You might be afraid to go to.
Oh, we laying it all down right now. We are little locals. We giving you all that stuff, that pride in our hearts and our stuff. We giving you everything that causes us to go into a place of rage and anger. Oh God, we releasing it in your koshana. We giving you that hard heart and that hard head, Lord. Oh God, we don't want to rebuttal and fight against you. We don't want to contend with you, Lord. Because you know what is best for us. We surrender in the Koshana. We loosen in the Koshana. Hey, God. Hey, God. Hey, God. Hey, God. Everything that's causing us, God, to stumble and fall, we releasing it right now. That we may be able to be a katana, to present ourselves to you without a spot or a wrinkle. Oh God, we giving it to you right now. That you may purge, God. Purge, Lord. Remove that old leaven, God. Remove them old ties and them soul ties. Release us, Lord, in our minds. Release us, Lord, from our own will. Release us, Lord, from the Akasia, from the yoke of bondage. Oh, God. Move it, God.
He wants the Shekinah glory to fall
move
down.
Move it, God.
He wants you to see him for who he is.
Move
he
it,
is
God.
So much bigger than your circumstance or your situation.
Move it, God.
Or your pain. Or your trial. That sickness, that disease.
Kita, just start lifting your feet up and start putting them down. Lift them up and put them
and
down.
I'm the deliverer.
Like you stepping on the enemy's
Nobody
head.
Comes to the Father but through me. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is here tonight.
Like you stepping on the enemy's head. That's how you step on the enemy's head.
Come on!
Thank you, Jesus. Come on, you guys. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. He is so, so, so worthy. He is so, so, so worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for giving us the opportunity to release and outpour. Thank you, Jesus. There's so many times in our lives that we get so consumed and so wrapped up in conversation or words said or even a thought that it clutters our mind. There be so much noise and voices going on in our mind that we cannot give God what is due him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens. I want y'all to write down all this stuff. I want y'all to write down all this stuff. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want y'all to let go of all this stuff. You don't want to take it back home with you. You don't want to take it back home with you. Please don't. Any and everything that the Lord revealed to us or tell us is for our own good. Because he loves us. He loves me, you, him, her, they, we, all of us. He loves us with any and every. He said nothing that we do will separate his love from us. So if he correct you, give you instructions, if he rebuke you, if he whoop on you, if baby, I don't care what he do to you. He loves you. That's why he doing it. We have to open our hearts and let him take habitation within us. And that'll help us in our mind and in our thoughts, y'all. He said, if I stand and knock, I gave y'all this example before. I'm going to give it to you again. Everybody in here done seen the vampire movie. When a vampire comes to your window, to your door, they want you to invite them in. If you don't invite them in, they can't come in. Just like God, just like Jesus. If you don't invite him in, he ain't going to force his way.
Right there.
He's that, that. We serve a gentleman, y'all. We serve somebody who is a gentleman. Matt, look, let me tell you how much of a gentleman he is. He'll open the door for you. And then close it behind you so the enemy can't attack you. He ain't gonna come in front of your house and blow no horn. He gonna get out and he gonna come and knock on that door. That you say, come on in. You welcome. You welcome. See, we want him to feel us. We want him to feel us. Because if he feel us, we will never be empty. We won't even feel empty. And we sure won't feel alone. I'm going to say that one more time. If we allow him to enter in once he knock on that door, we will never feel alone. We won't be saying to ourselves, I ain't got nobody to talk to. Yes, you do. Because you already invited him in. You can talk to him anytime. You ain't got to worry about, oh, I need somebody to go here with me. Baby, he already, he taking you to dinner.
Okay. That's the best of me.
You ain't got, baby, let me tell you something. Don't mess around and go to bed. He even laying next to you. Did you hear what I say? You ain't got to worry. I ain't got no friends as you do. He called you friend. Oh, I need to go to the doctor. Baby, he the physician. He any and everything that we need. Everything that we desire, he is that. He is that. We worry about if we got enough money and enough for this and enough for that. He would give you something or allow you to get something, and then he won't let it dry up.
Okay, come on, say it, say it. Come on.
Mess around and trust him if you want to.
Yes.
Mess around and trust him if you want to. You mess around and trust him, you liable to get some unexpected stuff. You look. Her face, though, that was a Kodak moment. You'll get some unexpected stuff. You can have absolutely nothing, can't do nothing, don't even know how to do it. Say, let me tell you.
Hey!
Oh,
okay.
Jesus.
I've been there, y'all. I say, you know what, Lord? I can't figure it out. I ain't got no resolution and no solution. I say, so you know what? I'm just going to put it all in your hands. Baby, he started opening up all kind of doors. People was walking up to me, strangers. Let me tell you, mess around and give it all to him if you want to. All kinds. Yes. 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 All doors. All kind of doors. Did you hear what I said? I'd say it again. Because I saw him opening up and it was so much. These doors were so big. It was bigger than this sanctuary, I'm telling you. And about this thing. So you just couldn't push them open. You can't pry them open. And it ain't no keys to them. But I saw God's hand. Boom, and they flew open. And it was a, come on. Just come on. It's that time. It's that time. He said long overdue. Did y'all hear what I say? We talking ancient doors. So that mean that stuff way back. I didn't say old doors. I said ancient doors. Y'all better come walk through the door. She's the you ain't got to walk through it. I'm going to run through it. I'm running through my door. I'm running. All right, look. That girl say she doing signing. Jesus. Some of us go through doors and we got unbelief. Some of us go through doors and we so modest in going through them until we can't obtain what's on the other side. We going through them, but it's empty. We going through them, but we can't see it. See, in order for you to receive, you got to first believe. And if you believe, God said he is faithful and just. Did you hear me? I'm just saying, y'all. I thank God for the opening of the doors. I thank God for the stuff. I thank God for the peace. I thank God for the hope. I thank God for the clarity. I thank God for any and everything that he is doing in all our lives. And the ones that don't believe and don't trust, I thank God that he gave them eyes so they could see him work.
Watch
them work. Because he finna work it out. God say he finna work out some things, baby. He come in the local sea that we have asked him for. 2 years ago, you asked the Lord for something. 2 years ago, he said he gonna give it to me. I don't know what it is. I just hear 2 years. 2 years. It's been 2 years. I just heard 2 years. The present. It's a blessing in the present. When you get that ring, I want a blessing. I just saw a whole slew of land with green pastures. I just saw land, man. Don't try to make me figure out God, because then I may start lying. And he said a liar won't carry in his thought. So I'm just going to say what I see. Land, baby. A whole lot of it. I just thank God. I thank God for what he's doing in our lives. I thank him for what he's doing in our lives. I love the Lord with all my heart, body, mind, soul, and with all my might. That's it. Did you hear? Speak those things as if though they were, baby. I heard you. Now, look. I was laying across my bed today, and in the midst of me laying across my bed, the song was playing, and I can't even remember the song. But when the song had went off, I heard his bank account extends ours. So the vision that he gives you, listen real close. The vision that he gives you, me, him, her, they, we, all of us, you may believe it's unattainable because of the cost. But for him to get the glory and for you to see the glory that he may be glorified, it is so. I'm talking people just walking up to you, handing you $1 million checks. I don't know who you is, but the Lord told me to bless you. And I just got to be obedient. I don't know why the Lord sent me to this church, but I'm going to give an offering. And when you go to count it, it's $1 million check. I don't know why I had to come up this street, but something, that's what they say, kept pulling me. And then I heard a sound. That's why I be wanting these mics as loud as they can absolutely go. Listen to me. What God is fit to do, everybody ain't qualified to participate.
Oh, come on. Say it again. Come on.
You can't go if you don't believe God. You gonna be on the outside looking in and mad. The Bible says it's impossible to please him without faith. Is that not belief? I believe God can deliver me from that thing that I keep doing I want to do. You gotta believe that when you pray for it. I believe God is going to heal my body because he is real. I believe God is real. I believe, see, that's how I got where I am today. I'm talking about personally, spiritually, because I just believe. We put more belief in our men, our husbands, our wives, our children. We put more belief and trust in our jobs, our money. And all that stuff can disappear. The stuff that you can see can cause you to miss it. But that you can't see can cause you to inherit it. Say Jesus. The Bible says he's an invisible God. So even though he's invisible, I know he's tangible because I done felt it. I done experienced that. I know he real. I don't take him for granted. That's why I'm scared straight. I don't know about nobody else. I'm talking about Yvette again. I ain't pointing the finger, I ain't wagging the head at nobody because we all in different places, in different areas, in our faith, in our belief, in our love, in our trust. It don't matter. But whatever area or level you in, I'm begging you tonight, come up a little higher.
Okay. Take me higher, Lord.
Just a little higher. Ooh,
yes, Lord.
Because where he taking us and what he put in us, the place we in now, it can't contain. Don't you know God is a big old God? He said the earth is his footstool. That's a big old foot. Come on now. He said he hold the seas in the very palm of his hand. It's a whole lot of water in this earth, y'all. I just want y'all to for real get it. For real, for real. I ain't gonna tarry. I ain't waiting no vote. Everybody who here tonight is who is meant for this word here. This end time word right now. Let's give a hand to our speaker.
Rededication. On Thursday, we looked at starting again. And so tonight, we're going to do an exegetical or exegesis of the 23rd Psalms. And when I say exegesis, it means that we're going to go through all the verses in the 21st Psalm, carefully interpreting each text by text. Alright? Let me begin by welcoming the Holy Spirit, who's the head of our lives. You know, without him we can't do anything. You can please exalt him and give him a clap offering.
Hallelujah.
God, we exalt you. We thank you so much. And there's no one that can search the infinite wisdom of God.
That's right.
He's all for them. I know you and I can't do that, so let's not even try. And we also want to extend a warm greeting to God's humble servant and pastor over this flock. Can we just give a hand clap for Pastor Tate?
Yes.
Bless the Lord. Let us pray. Father God, we come before you tonight with great confidence that you are a God who never lies. Your word is true. Your word is mighty. And so tonight we come boldly, seeking to break down in bits and pieces how it is that you have given unto me to share your word with your children. Lord, let it never be my words, let it never be my mouth, but let it be Jesus Christ who is exalted through me, above me, all around me. And may everything that is said and done be done for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, so we're going to look at the 23rd Psalm and we're going to read it together. You know me, you know I like to stand, so I'm going to ask that you stand as a sacred form of honoring God's word. It's a gesture to show that we honor the sacred text. We're going to read together. It says, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Please be seated. So yesterday we were looking at starting all over. And it's a crucial point for us to remember that even with starting over, we have the Good Shepherd who is guiding us and providing for all our needs. And starting over is definitely important as we rededicated ourselves before. But the reason why I'm going through Psalms 23 is the assurance that our help comes from God. And there's a security that we feel with this new beginning as a result of starting over. So we all know Psalms 23. I saw most of us here reading without even sticking our heads into our Bible or our phones, because it's a psalm that we can all resonate with, right? It's a psalm that is personal to us. It's a psalm that many persons say upon any difficulty, any trouble, any hardship, any wrecking balls trying to come your way, you try to dodge it, and you say, oh God, the Lord is my shepherd. So we know that King David, right? He is the author of this 23rd Psalm. And it's also referred to as the Shepherd's Psalm. So David spoke about this psalm as he was being used as the shepherd. Now, we all know who a shepherd is, right? We do? So a shepherd is the man who takes care of the sheep, right? A man or a woman, but generally it's a man. And the Greek word for shepherd is voskos. Let me hear you say voskos.
Voskos.
So the Greek word for shepherd is voskos. And the biblical meaning of a shepherd speaks to an individual whose primary responsibility is to take care of the well-being of a flock. So just as how Jesus is referred as the good shepherd, we are his sheep. We are sheep within the fold, within the flock of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, if Jesus is our shepherd, that means, therefore, we're a member of the herd, right? And so, a sheep in the herd of Jesus Christ, automatically, he's going to make provisions for you. You know, whenever it is that shepherds, you know, take care of their sheep, you know, they're well taken care of. They are well taken care of. And just a side note for you to know is that a sheep is a very meek animal. They're obedient, they're devoted, they're quiet, they're gentle in their characteristics, and they esteem their leaders above themselves. So just as we are sheep in the with the shepherd, right? So we are sheep in the kingdom of heaven. Don't you think that even if a sheep make a baa, the shepherd is very much inclined to know which sheep made that baa? He knows who it is exactly. And it's the same with you and I. God knows each and every one of our cries individually and collectively. And so Psalms 48 verse 11. I want somebody to read that for me. Psalms 48 verse 11. Psalms 48 verse 11.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, in the mountains of his holiness, beautiful for situations, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. On the sides of the north, the city of the great king.
Psalms 84, verse 11. Psalms 84, verse 11.
For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk upright.
And it's the same thing. Thank you. So the good shepherd will not withhold any good thing from his sheep once we are obedient. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We're going to look at the second verse. It says, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. Immediately when I think of green pastures, I think of serenity. I think of calmness. I think of quietude. I think of peace. Peace and food. Now, what does the Bible mean when it says, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures? Green pastures, I heard Pastor Tate saying to Josh a while ago, I just see land. Green land. Green land. So this green land is very much symbolic of us finding rest. It's a place of comfort. It's a place of reflection. It's a place where we can do our own self-examination. And it's a place where our profound leader noticed that our sheep will find such rest in the green pastures. If you notice, we always see the sheep heavy laden with a lot of wool. Notice every time you see, and you notice how precious wool is in these days. And? And it what?
Cotton.
Cotton. Yeah, it makes cotton. So sheep, they're very much heavy laden with wool. And now, can you imagine a sheep who is heavy laden with a lot of wool trying to bend down to drag their head into the water, right? Yeah. Normally, if they're not careful, this water, once the current is heavy, it's going to engulf them, right? So they have to be brought before, not heavy water, but before still waters. And that's how the Lord has to carry us as his sheep. Even during turbulent times, he has to take us through the turbulent times with a sense of peace. And notice whenever it is that we go through these turbulent times, he's saying, even during the midst of all of this, peace be still. So it's the same thing with his sheep, right? Yes. Similarly, the Lord knows how to deal with his sheep. Each and every one of us are different before him. Not all of us as sheep have the same characteristics.
That's right.
Some of us are, yes, we exhibit certain traits, but he knows that some of us can be a little more rowdy. Yeah. Some of us can complain a lot. Some of us tend to be still and, you know, say, okay, God, wherever you lead me, I will follow. But we have to learn how to be in the place where we can be still and lie down in God's green pastures. And it says, the still water also represents the scriptures. And the reason why it represents the scriptures is that it's because it's the inerrant word of God. This is where the Lord kindly uses us to find peace. To just relax and find comfort in his word. So he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Things are tough. You can't find the money to pay your bills. You know, that one child that you have is so disobedient every time you talk to them. And the Lord is saying, just relax. Just lay down in the green pastures as I lead you to a place of quietude. I'll give you my word. I'll send someone to speak into your life. Or I'll do something fundamentally different that you will know that I am God. So during these times, we ought to be still. Say, peace be still. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. For whose name's sake? For his name's sake. Now, the good shepherd has an intimate relationship with his sheep. Remember, as I said to you before, even if there are 100 sheep, he will go, and one leads astray, he will go back for that very one. That's how much he loves us. Now, many persons are like, shut, like, I mean, I have the majority, why do I need to go back for that one? I mean, if you want to go, go. But that's not the way God looks at us. He wants all of us. He said, not one person will be left behind. And so, he is leading us to show us that, listen, I'm your protector. Yes. And sometimes we feel that way, like, God, where are you? I'm left in this dark place. Mm-hmm. I feel as though there are thieves and robbers and persons lurking around, trying to see how much they can devour me. But even though you're not seeing him, he's working behind the scenes in the dark.
Woo! Come on now. That's That's where he do his best work.
That's where he does his best work. So he's showing us that he is our protector. Can the sheep go anywhere by themselves? Not on their own. They need direction. And they need the leadership of who? The shepherd. John 10 verse 4. I want somebody to read that for me. John 10 verse 4. It seems like Bible study. I'm sorry, but I want you to get it. John 10 verse 4.
And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice.
One more time.
And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice.
And that shows that God is their director. The very good shepherd is their director. I want you to listen to this. He stills them for the sheep to sail through. Sheep don't fight. The shepherd fights for the sheep. And that's the very same way that the Lord of hosts fights for each and every one of us. Now, you notice there are so many things that we don't have control over. And in the midst of everything is the Lord of hosts, as I said to you before, that is coming to fight for you. I mean, I'm trying to recall a situation where even in the classroom, I remember there were times when students spoke ill about me, and the Lord would send one student to defend me, and I didn't even know that. So the Lord is always using persons who will speak on our behalf. There's always a witness, and it's the very same thing. The shepherd is always there to protect his sheep. Amen? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Starting over can invoke walking through difficulties. It's in this verse, it reassures us that God is with us, offering protection, as said before, and comfort during these times of challenges. Now, to be going through a grim and dark time is one of the worst experiences that we can ever go through as a human. And I remember my times when, for at least a year, I would experience those demonic forces coming to my house at a particular time of the day trying to torment me. And it was just me alone crying out. And I said, God, this is just too much for me. And the scent was so awful. It stinked. And I kept saying, God, I need help. God, I need you. And I kept praying night and day and lamenting and fasting and praying. And then in the midst of it, somebody would just ring my phone and said, hey, Steph, the Lord placed you on my mind and I'm going to pray with you. Now, if that's not God, who is it? And I was in a time where I felt as though I was in the valley of the shadow of darkness by myself. My husband and children didn't understand. Sometimes my kids would say, Mom, what's that smell? And I said, you sure you did it easy, buddy? He said, no, Mommy, I smell that. And it would just linger. And my husband would say, I don't know what you guys are smelling. And then my daughter would say, yes, Mommy, I smell it too. And we would just be there praying. And so those were dark days for me. But I thank God for what I went through and the fact that I'm able to share it now. Because during those times, he showed me that, listen, I have never left you. I have never made you feel as though you are standing alone. I've always sent help. And so I just want to give God praise for that. Hallelujah. So to be going through a grim time, it feels as though the wrath of hell is on your shoulder. And David speaks of God's nearness in his presence where he was going through this alone. You know, imagine, you know, we must have Psalms 91 speaks about he that dwelleth in the secret place. And it's so important that as his children, we seek being in his presence. We spoke about this week. It must be a case where As I said, going back to that one person that you can't do without, like, I so yearn to be in your presence. That's how hungry we ought to be in God. Like, each and every day, say, God, I just desire you. Above my circumstances, above my situation, above whatever it is that I'm going through, I want to be in your presence. And when you find yourself in God's presence, it's as if you're in a bubble. And no one can burst that bubble. Because when the Lord covers you or hovers you with the covert of his wings, I don't know. Like, when I see these birds, the eagle, the ostrich, the doves, whenever it is that they have the babies, you notice how protective they are? And that's how God is over us. So even though we feel as though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he says to fear no evil. Fear no evil. Fear no evil because he will never leave us nor forsake us. And we can confidently say that he is our shepherd. He's our protector. And truly, there is no valley, no darkness, nothing at all that can ever separate us from the love of God. Nothing at all.
Nothing.
It may seem grim. It may seem terrifying. It may seem frustrating. Yes, and you must say to yourself, yes, God, I need to come out. But the Lord is saying, even the darkest of times, it can't move me. Nothing can move me. And I am God, and I have you, and you're my protection. So, never fear. Say to your neighbor, never fear.
Never fear,
I want to teach you something. It says,
never fear.
It says, a shepherd's rod, is a 2 to 4 foot club made of oak wood with a rounded head that was whittled from the knot of a tree and had sharp bits of metal pounded onto it. And this club was used to defend against anything, any prey, any attacker, sorry, coming against the prey. And the club signifies or illustrates the power of the shepherd against the enemies. The power of God indeed. David said that he had no fear in adversity because of the comfort of God's power. David had no fear. And I admire David so much because he was such a fighter. He was such a warrior. He was such a warrior. Like when he saw Goliath, he was like, hey, I ain't afraid of you, fool. I've been wrestling with lions and tigers and bears. Listen, I'm a shepherd. I know how to protect my sheep. So you coming before me is nothing. And they're like, where's this little midget coming from? Like, you're so short in comparison to such a big, gigantic body of man. And they're like, oh God, poor David. Give him the shield, give him the helmet, give him the breastplate, give him everything. And David's like, you come with your sword, but I come with the word of God. He just had a slingshot. And you notice just how strategic God just allowed him to put the slingshot on the rock. And boom. Just like that. If that's not God, I don't know what it is. Give God a praise. Give God a praise. Give God a praise. Amen. David had no fear in adversity because he had the comfort of the shepherd. He had the comfort of God's power. He had the protection, 24/7 protection. Not even Joe Biden's bodyguard is bigger than God. Not even the policeman protection are that good. Come on. So he said, need not to fear. And guess what? 1 John 4 verses, what? Greater is he that is in
you
than who is in the
world.
One more time. Greater is
he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Can't touch that. So a good shepherd would use the rod to ensure that he guides the sheep, lest they fall astray. Now, just a gentle tap, pop, pop. Once the shepherd taps that rod, Everybody gets into alignment. Everybody comes in, one after the other. And that's how God's instructive hand is over his children. David felt such comfort that his shepherd was guarding his steps, making everything around him, even the darkness, fear David. Even the uncircumcised Philistine fear David. Down to the Amorites, the Moabites, the Hivites. Come on, all of them were afraid. All of them were afraid.
They knew who he was.
They knew who he was. And it's the very same way when Jeremiah spoke about, before I formed thee, I knew you. Before God spoke to Jeremiah.
That's right.
When we're talking about before I formed thee, it's not physical. It's spiritual. God knows who each and every one of us are in the spirit realm. And you think that the devil doesn't know who we are?
Yes, amen.
You think the devil doesn't know who we are? We may not see ourselves the way God does. But he knows that God is building us up. And so he has to tread lightly. He will try to form his weapon. But what? It will never prosper. It will never prosper. And the beauty about this next verse is, it says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup is running over. The sheep are generally predators. Sheep are usually predators. And guess who comes after them a lot? Wolves. I want you to read Matthew 10:16. Matthew 10:16. The wolves tend to see the sheep like a 5-course meal. But you know, once the good shepherd is there, he would ensure that the enemy will never come near his sheep.
That's right.
Matthew 10:16.
Behold,
yes,
I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves.
Yeah. Amen. Behold, I send you forth as
sheep
in the midst of wolves. In the midst of wolves. So in spite of the wolves and the dogs, right, and the vultures that are out there lurking around trying to see if they can get a foot into, you know, where the sheep is, his table, the very table that the Lord has prepared for us, is assured in such a way where the enemy cannot touch us. You don't think that when you go to certain places and they see the light of God upon you, and they see you as a good sheep for the kingdom of God, you think that the enemy doesn't want to try something, but he has to be very careful.
Yeah, because he knows who you are.
Because he knows who you are.
That's right.
And he knows that, listen, that our shepherd doesn't play about us. Did you know that God doesn't play about you? Josh, do you know that God doesn't play about you? Not at all. He fight for you. Keita, did you know that God will fight for you? Come on, girl. So for the Lord always ensures that he prepares a table before us in the very presence of our enemies. That he will delight, we will find delight in the Lord's presence even when the enemy tries to have his plans and his schemes working against us. Psalms 105 verse 15 says, and this is one of my favorite, Psalms 105 verse 15, it says, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. So the heads of sheep are usually anointed by the shepherd. Did you know that? So the shepherd normally anoints the head of the sheep, and it's a form of medicinal oil that is used to help protect them from diseases. So if you didn't know, now you know. And God anoints the head of his children to protect them from harm. The anointing of God upon the life of David protected him from so many enemies. If you read back Psalms and Kings and you go back in the Bible and Samuel, you realize how many victory that David had over his enemy. He was a powerful man. Lord, help me to be like David.
Glory.
Oh God. Lord, help me to be a fighter like David. So the anointing of God was upon David's life. And he says, my cup running over. My cup running over means what? We're in overflow. Say overflow.
Overflow.
Overflow. And as the songwriter says, we serve a God of overflow. We walk into abundance. We walk in with the speed and the movement of God up in our lives. So imagine having this battle. And water is just running. So this is, it never gets empty. So you're constantly being filled up. Yes, by even that living well. God is the living well. He's the one that keeps pouring into us more and more and more and more. And because of this, he says, Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy, which follows us all the days of our lives. Come on. David was completely self-assured, knowing that he had the assurance of God himself. Not just in his present circumstance, because he went through different seasons and he was well aware of the different seasons that he was in. But he had the assurance, knowing that God has his goodness all over him. How many of us are like that? How many of us can still trust God even when our season changed for the worse? Because he's still God. And in spite of the dark seasons that we're going through, it's propelling us to still grow spiritually deeper than where we have been before. Had it not been for God's grace and mercies, where would we be? So, yes, we're in a season of abundance and overflow. But I pray that God gives us the right mindset.
Yes.
That irrespective of whatever season that we're in, we will still say, God, you're good. Come on. And David, and tell you what, David knew how to enter into the courts of the Most High God. He was known as a man of God's own heart. We're not saying he's perfect. He's not perfect, because we all know the relationship between him and Bathsheba. But he was, oh yes, but his heart, he had a heart for God. And that's how I try to be with God. I said, God, I'm not perfect. I never try to be. You know everything about you. I come to you plain. I come to you naked as the day I was born, admitting my truth. Strip me, Lord. But Lord, you know my desire. You know how much I love you and how much I want to serve you. But yet still you say I must come to you in spirit and in truth. And that's how we ought to be. Humble. Humble. So I hope that we will be like David, where we can find favor before the Lord and be right and true before God. Because, you know, sometimes we think that God doesn't know everything. We want to tell God a portion. And we don't remember that he's the all-seeing, all-knowing God. You can't fool God. You can't hide from God. You can't go in a cave. You can't hide behind a tree, because he's everywhere. He's everywhere all at once, all-knowing. You can't lie. So I want us to be a man of God's own heart, just like David, where we can say, yes, Lord, teach me how to receive your goodness. So I want us to learn to be more of true disciples before God as we continue to trust in the Good Shepherd, even during this time where we're starting over. And I want you to look at Psalm 23 with a new perspective. New perspective in the sense that I want you to look at these 5 points in terms of how we're linking Psalm 23 to starting over. 1, God's provision and guidance. So as we embark on a new journey, God is depicted as the shepherd who provides for all our needs. Secondly, his peace and restoration. We're starting over. Can be daunting sometimes, because you know how we are as humans. We don't like change. We don't embrace it easily. But remember, we're asking of God redirection. But God offers peace and restoration as he gives us a refreshing. Say, God, thank you for your refreshing.
Thank you for the refreshing, Lord.
Yes, Lord. This refreshing, isn't it good? It's so cool and nice and calm. The third point is protection and comfort. So even in the face of challenges and fears, we can associate starting over with God's presence and comfort, and that we are not alone. The fourth point is blessings amidst adversity. Did you know that you can be going through adversity and still be blessed?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to share something with you. I remember I was going through a rough time recently in the school in this year, and I was like, I needed 50,000 Jamaican dollars to pay for my kids' final term school fee. And I'm like, God, where am I going to get the money from? And I was there praying and talking and praying and stuff. And then when I hung up, I heard the Lord told me to bless you with 50,000 Jamaican dollars. Like, wow, God, like, you blew my mind. Like, you blew my mind. I didn't even ask for it. I didn't even ask. The Lord would just rest it on somebody's heart. So even when I thought that, you know, I was going through a rough time in my life, God was still blessing me. Yes, yes. So God prepares blessings for us even during... Oh, yes. Oh, yes, he does. Oh, yes. So we thank him for his opportunities and his abundance even during dark times. And then his continual peace. And you have some people, you know, who though they're going through dark times, there's just a peace that God gives them. Like, yeah, I know I feel the enemy trying to taunt me, but God just says, be still. God just gives me a word of comfort. You know, God always sends a word. And when he sends that word, he's like, it's so sweet to your body. It's so reassuring. It's like a meal. You know, it fills us up. And that's what his word is. His word is bread. His word is bread from heaven. So we just want to thank God for his very nature of love, his protection, his guidance, and just for him being a good shepherd.
Yes,
and so I just want us to just give a clap offering for the very best shepherd there is. Oh God, we thank you so much. Bless you, everyone. Bless you. Let us pray. God, you're such an amazing God. You are such an awesome God. Sometimes word fails us. Sometimes we can't even find the words. I tend to often say that you're supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. You're so wonderful. You're sweeter than honey. And it's just so amazing to know that you're so true. You never lie. You honor your word. You're a promise keeping God. You're a covenant keeping God. And we thank you, Lord, for your protection, your reassurance, and that just new refreshing that you have given unto us, even for these 3 days of rededication. God, we thank you, Lord, for the newness in our lives. We thank you, Lord, that there's a peace that surpasses all understanding, that irrespective or in spite of whatever it is that we're going through, you're still God on your throne. Thank you so much, God, for your word tonight. Continue to go before your children, mighty God, and help us to always see you as the shepherd and to be attentive to you, oh God. You know our cries, you know our bars, you know everything that is silent within us. Lord, help us, mighty God, to be more of who you have called us to be and to be men and women of your own heart, the very same way David was. God, we honor you so much and we say thank you, Lord, for yet another night of breakthrough. We thank you so much, God, that we are before you in your presence, giving you glory and honor that you truly are deserving of. You're an amazing God. Sometimes we don't even thank you enough for what you're doing and what you have done. God, if we are in the 7th month of the year 2024, we want to thank you for everything, whether good or bad in this year. Lord, if we didn't thank you enough for last year, we just want to say thank you. If we didn't thank you enough for 2022, we want to say thank you. If we didn't thank you enough during the times of COVID and when persons lost their lives and when the world was so dark and dim and everybody was isolated and away from everything, you still kept us. And you had us, God. You are so amazing. It's been 4 years since, mighty God, the shutdown of the world. But yet still, we're standing here and giving you all the praise. You're such a good God. We thank you so much. We thank you for having your hand upon us all of January, all of February, all of March, April, May, June, and even now today, July, where we are rededicating ourselves unto you, not just as individuals, but as a church. Oh, God, mighty God, even now, God, we know that there is nothing impossible with you. Even now, mighty God, may the words that we have uttered in this sanctuary rest upon the chairs, upon the walls, upon the doors, in the fan. Oh, God, when the fan breeze, mighty God, turns on, I pray that everything, every prayer, every word that we have spoken, even things underground, mighty God, it will just float all the way over, mighty God, over the atmosphere, God, and resting on the minds and the heart of your children so that they knew that something groundbreaking took place concerning what it is that you have started here. God, we thank you. God, transform hearts and minds so that even when those who haven't been here in a while, mighty God, they can say there's something different about this place, about this sanctuary. Oh God, this is your dwelling place. This is your dwelling place. This is your dwelling place. Move freely, run freely, glide freely, do as you wish. This is your holy ground. Do what you have to do. Oh God, let the seeds that have been sown during this week, mighty God, marinate into the hearts and minds of your people. Let us tell tens and thousands and hundreds and millions about the goodness of God in the land of the living. Oh God, even now as I've been reminded where as one person dies, another one is born. Let us never take for granted the opportunity that we have in you to open up our mouths and give you all the praise that you're truly deserving of. You are awesome, and we are here for a time. And at the end of the time that we are here, we stand accountable for everything that we would have said and done and our actions within the earth. Lord, I pray, Lord, that the end of all things that we will hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Yes, come on in. God, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give you all the glory, Lord. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
I thank God for his word on tonight. Baby, she talked about my main man. Y'all know what David do to me, man. I'm going to get a little twitch. I thank God for his word on tonight to encourage you guys to continue to understand that you need to let God be God so you won't be you. Because guess what? He got you and can't nobody touch that.
Come on.
Y'all get it. Y'all get it. He gonna handle that. He gonna take care of that. You ain't got to be scared. You ain't got to fear. You ain't got to worry. And if by chance you happen to get out of line, he gonna come get you so you can get back in your right position, baby. He love you still. You may fall, but you ain't cast out. That ain't the kind of God we serve. We're going to get ready to get our offering, and then we're going to dismiss you guys. I thank God for his word. That thing was fruitful to me. I don't know about nobody else. Thank you, Jesus.